A God Who Freely Pardons, written by Lynette Kittle and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Who deserves to be pardoned? When it comes to presidential pardons and the like, there is always much debate about who is considered worthy to receive it. As the world system operates, it often comes down to convicted individuals who have connections to the right people, or those whose freedom fits with a strategic political statement or agenda, who ultimately receive those pardons. Unlike mankind's system, isn't it wonderful news that God freely pardons, not based on who you know or if you fit into a political agenda, but rather based on who God is and your priceless value to him? Many have the idea that God is sitting up in heaven with a big gavel, just waiting for you to mess up so he can make you pay for your sins. This distorted image of God couldn't be further from the truth. 1 Timothy 2:3-4 describes how God wants all people to be saved and know his truth. God's heart toward you is to pardon you, and it isn't dependent on what you did or didn't do. Even more so, you don't have to have celebrity or political connections, or do anything to deserve it. He's already taken care of sin's death sentence through Jesus' death on the cross, but it's up to you to receive it. Colossians 2:13-14 explains that when you were dead in your sins, he forgave you and canceled the charges against you. He took it away, and he nailed it to the cross. As Romans 8:2 explains, through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. When God takes care of your sentence, it's complete. John 8:36 states, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Pardoning guilty individuals originated with God. Acts 13:38 states, therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Along with setting you free from sin's death penalty, God's pardon leads you to holiness and eternal life. If you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior and received God's pardon for your sins, take into consideration Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.